Welcome to Reach For It Radio Show with your host, Christina Winslow. This program offers entertainment, inspiration, and fun as we feature practical tools to help you achieve what is actually possible. Learn new ways to reach for the stars and attain what you really want out of life. You just might find it is easier than you think. And now, your host, Christina Winslow.
Welcome, everyone. I'm so glad you're all joining us today. I have a great guest, Linda Howe, and I'm going to give her a quick intro before I bring her on. We have so much to talk about. So today we're going to talk about Akashic Records. And I know a lot of my listeners know what Akashic Records are, and a lot of you are healers, and you've had your records read. Linda Howe is the expert. I have the go-to gal on the show today, so I'm so thrilled because Linda has written 3 books about it. She is the founder and director of the Center for Akashic Studies and the leading expert in the field of Akashic Records. She is the author of 2 award-winning books, How to Read the Akashic Records and Healing Through the Akashic Records, Using the Power of Your Sacred Wounds to Discover Your Soul's Perfection. And her latest book that we're going to talk about today is Discover Your Soul's Path Through the Akashic Records. So I don't know about you guys, but I always thought about, you know, we're going to research past lives in the Akashic Records. And I've actually used that type of form of working within the records. But Linda has so many new worlds to open up to us today. She is committed to empowering her students. She owns a healing center that she certifies teachers and professionals in Akashic Studies. Her website is akashicstudies.com. She's been using the Akashic Records and teaching the Akashic Records to people throughout the world since 1996. We have the expert in the field. Linda, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, Christina, thank you so much. And what a generous introduction. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be here.
It's my pleasure. And I could actually have gone on for another 3 or 4 paragraphs talking about all of the work that you do. So what I love about you, Linda, is the fact that you will teach a beginner through your books or through your online courses. And the people who are ready to take it to the next level, to maybe become an expert in the field as you are, you will take them all the way up into the teacher certification. And a lot of people are interested in Akashic Records now, where 10 years ago it was known, but it wasn't as popular. So this is a great show, and I'm so glad you're on to talk to people. Just kind of generally, can you share with a little bit about the records, why this is what you are really dedicated to and in healing the world and people's lives?
Of course, of course. And you know what, Christina, is so interesting as you speak. I remember, you know, my first book on the records came out in 2009, which seems like a long time ago. But, you know, and when it came out, it was the first resource of its kind. It was the first time anyone had provided simple instruction to gain access to the Akasha for personal growth and empowerment. It had never been done. And I want you to know my emails were a little scary for a while because people were like, oh, you better not do that. You know, I was like, oh, wow. Anyway, I was a little nervous, but it turned out fine. Right, because it's true. Like you just said, we all, like, it's been floating around, and we're familiar with the name. I mean, it's a very exotic name, right? Akasha. It's a Sanskrit word, and it means primary substance, that from which all things are formed. So what Akasha really is it's the stuff of life, the essence of life before we get our hands on it. But that's actually true, okay? So that's what the records are. And so even though that's what they're made of, but so even though the name is so, like, foreign or exotic to those of us here in the West, The fact of the matter is that the experience of the Akasha is quite familiar, because we're talking about our own soul. Okay, so what the Akashic record is it's a vibrational record of every soul and their journey, which is totally fabulous if you think about it, because that means everybody's in it. You know, when we say things like we're all in this together, that's true. Absolutely true. This is so real. So what we have, it's this vibrational archive, right? Like a treasury of every soul and everybody's records, like yours and mine and anybody who's with us today. There are two parts to every set of records. And the first is the blueprint of the soul, okay? And that's, you know, at the point of the inception of the soul, there's an impression of the soul of Christina, the soul of Linda, the soul, the unique expression of divine potential through each and every one of us. That's constant, that's fixed, right? And what travels along with it, this is where I think the records get very exciting. What travels along with this, the blueprint, is the catalog of the lifetimes we live through which we awaken to the truth of who we are. So it's like the blueprint is there, and we go lifetime to lifetime, and we've got it with us. And after some time, we wake up to it, and we realize our potential, and then we begin to live it. And that's what the catalog of those lifetimes, it's like the Chronicles of Christina, right? Very, very beautiful. So that's what the record is. And what's exciting to me in working in the record, you know, in my own journey, when I was 24, I had a riveting and really a decisive spiritual moment, as so many of us at this time in history are having, right? And in that moment, I had this overwhelming awareness of being one with all of life and being really known and really loved, really cherished and enjoyed by life. I have to tell you, it blew me away. It was like amazing. And I set off on the path to find, I thought, whatever this is, I must have it, right? So off I went. And over the next, now from the time I was 24 till 40, I didn't think it was going to take that long, but it did. So from the time from 24 to 40, I mean, it was all this great exploration, as we're all part of this, right? We are in the age of awakening. We are in the age of pursuing our own individual spiritual awareness. This is the first time in history where secular individuals have had the awareness and the resources to make a more conscious connection with their own soul outside of organized religions. I mean, we haven't done this in thousands and thousands and thousands of years, and here we are. And so many of us are, I mean, we're in this great awakening. Tremendously exciting. So from 24 to 40, I explored everything. I left corporate America. I had a business of reading tarot, and then I went from that. I had a practice of shamanic healing. This was all wonderful. It was so beautiful. And then I woke up and I said, I know there's more, right? There has to be more. And my prayer was that I find a way to connect with this, the way I understood it and continue to understand it, this convergence zone of love, like infinite love, infinite wisdom, and infinite power, right? Because what was very clear to me is that to connect with the mind, that's great, but it's not enough. To connect with love, that's great, not enough. To connect with power, also terrific. But the real, like the sweet spot of consciousness is this convergence zone. And lo and behold, I found myself, right, there was a woman in the Chicago area where I'm from, and she taught people how to connect with their Akashic records. So I went to her class, and in the opening of the records, I had an experience that was at that time and continues to be the closest to the experience I had when I was 24. And it changed my life. Now, what was funny was funny to me. I didn't know it was funny then. Now I think it's hilarious. But when I first started working in the records, so this is 1994, it was revealed to me, right? It was impressed upon me that here's what it was. This is an infinite spiritual resource. Well, Christina, I thought I knew what that meant. I want you to know, 3 books later, 20 years later, thousands of students later, I am just, and I'm working on a new book, right? I am just beginning to understand that the word infinite, I didn't know what that, I thought I knew. It means without end. So the more I work in the records, just when I am pretty much convinced, well, this is as good as it gets, there's more. So I started, let's see, I learned how to work in the records in 94. By 96, I was teaching. In 2001, I was given the prayer that I share in all my work, and it's even on my website for anybody who wants it for free. You can have it. It's the pathway prayer process to access the heart of the Akasha. Okay. Now, what's fascinating is that most of us have had experiences of being in that place of awareness, but it's random or accidental or whatever. So the real distinction at this point in time is that we can move into this dimension of awareness consciously, responsibly, and deliberately. And that's the using of the prayer.
Yes, the prayer, and that's why I have to interrupt here, because
sure.
The prayer, I have all 3 of your books, and I believe I met you years ago when your first book came out, anyway, at a book signing, I think it was, or maybe a trade show or something, but
yes!
That was quite a few years ago, and I used the prayer, and it worked. And, you know, there's so many spiritual teachers out there. I receive books on a regular basis for people wanting me to publish their books and put me on, put them on my radio show, Linda. And I read them. And I love, knowledge and empowerment. And what I love about your book is that you actually give detailed information, not just a description why someone should take your class. If you buy that Linda's book and use the prayer process, you can get into the record soon. It does not take, you empower people. I love that about you, Linda, because that's truly service to others, where you can make it affordable for people to access their records. And then if they want to go deeper into it, which I'm sure most do, because of seeing how knowledgeable you are on the subject, and like you said, there's an infinite supply of how to work within the records, and that's why you're my go-to gal for Akashic records.
Christina, can I say something about this? I'm just gonna butt right in here, but let me tell you something. When I was first doing readings in the records, okay, what I noticed is that 9 out of 10 people who come to me for readings, I thought to myself, why in heaven's name should I be able to read your records and you can't? I mean, how medieval is that? I mean, it just blew
right.
me away, right? Because the people who resonate with this really have a quality of spiritual independence and leadership in them. And this is the time for you know, we are shifting out of the age, right, of the priest and all of that, into really having more conscious connections with our own soul that really awaken us to our oneness with the source. So, and then when I was teaching readers, the teaching people, for a long time, and I continue to do it, I mean, that's the first book, right, was all about how to read your records. And then people would come to me, and they would say, you know, can you come here and can you come there? And the fact is, I couldn't go everywhere. And I was like, why can't they share what they have? You know, the law of the universe is that, you know, you can't transmit something you don't have. But once you have it, you have a responsibility to share it. So it's like one of those fabulous paradoxes. So what I saw in this is that, you know, this is why I started training teachers. Because this is the time for us, for each individual, it's like from soul to soul, right? For each one of us to awaken to the truth of who we are, to recognize that in one another, and to live from the truth. And this work actually empowers people to do it. I, you know, my real interest and dedication is clearing spiritual confusion, right? I'm very interested in clearing spiritual confusion, and also empowering people to really make peace with who they are and who they've been, right, in other times and places. So like the first book is all about the method. The second book is about healing. It's really about the spiritual practice of unconditional self-love. You know, that's just not a psychotherapeutic term. I mean, it's something, this is very spirit, the most spiritual thing we can do is to love ourselves as the people we are. Because it's not an accident, you know, like your soul in partnership with the divine selected Christina. I mean, as the ideal, right, the ideal person to bring your soul's purposes to life. It's quite beautiful, you know. And so then,
well,
yes,
we have a break now, Linda. But when we come back, I want to talk about some practical applications. You know, people get stuck in all the different things, different ways people can use the Akashic Records, because I think there's some bad press out there that only a chosen few, which you're clearing up, is empowering for others. But, you know, all the different ways you can use them, because I think people really in the awakening could use these tools and really be blessed by them, you know, on their path to knowing and loving themselves. So we are with Linda Howe. She is author of her latest book, Discover Your Soul's Path Through the Akashic Records, just released. And if you want to check out Linda Howe's offerings, go to akashicstudies.com, and we will be right back.
I am Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and I have developed a proprietary system that reveals accurate insight into someone's personality traits called Namology Science. This science of unlocking the secrets hidden in a person's name has become so popular that I am offering a Namology Science coaching certification program. Join our international community of certified Namology coaches. Go to knowthename.com for details.
Have you been told you should write a book? Do you need a little help getting started? Or maybe your manuscript is already written and you require some fine-tuning before you publish? Big Country Publishing offers writing coaching packages that are custom-tailored to you. Contact Big Country Publishing today so they can help you to get your book and message out to the world. Learn more at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Angelic Sound Healing by Amazon's bestseller Ted Winslow. Experience the healing tones of these divine frequencies as you call upon your angels. Transcend yourself into the angelic realm and let your spirit soar to the sensation of Theta binaural beats. Now available on Amazon and iTunes, Angelic Sound Healing by Ted Winslow.
Welcome back, everyone. We are with Linda Howe. She is founder and director of the Center for Akashic Studies, and she is the leading expert in the field of Akashic Records. So, Linda, there's so much to talk about in this short hour. Time is just flying by as I knew it would. I just so enjoy this interview because I think you're really helping people realize that it's more accessible than they think.
Yes, and I'll tell you why this is accessible. There are two things that are very important. One is that the Akashic Record lives within our soul. It's a soul-level dimension, and everyone has a soul. Not everyone acts like they have a soul, but everyone has a soul. Consequently, everyone is entitled to a more conscious relationship with their own soul. That's what we're talking about here. The other thing that is, I think, good news is that you do not have to be psychic. Okay, psychic and spiritual are two different things. Now, is it fun to be psychic? Yes, we know that. But that's not necessarily spiritual. Spiritual is about being infused with the consciousness of love, acceptance, respect, right? High regard. Okay, that's what spiritual is. And this is a spiritual resource. Okay, so once the more we know that, I mean, let's take some of this pressure off. There are many, you know, terrific clairvoyants, and they are very helpful. They do a great service to the world. But the fact is, to have a more conscious relationship with your own soul, you do not have to be psychic. Makes no sense. Okay. So those are, and then in the saying of the prayer, it is simple. I mean, if you can read directions, you can do it. The other thing that I think is important is to give yourself a chance, right? To really give yourself a chance. The records are relational. So sometimes people go into the records a few times. They're like, I tried this twice. Nothing happened. Well, first of all, we're not looking for psychic phenomena to occur. And second of all, is if you've ever had a good friend, sometimes it takes a little while, okay? Sometimes you have to get to know each other. And I think it's really important that we extend that attitude of compassion and respect for our own growth and process as we explore this. I am personally...
Yeah. I have to share this with the people who are listening who haven't done it yet. The first time I went into the records, I felt such a warmth and love come over me that when you're talking about connecting, you know, with your on a soul level with the divine, the creator, the whatever, you know, it works for other, everybody has their own definition. And it was such a healing experience, just the first time, and I could have stayed there forever, but I followed your directions and how you ease people into it, and you don't want us to go, you know, hang out for 2 hours in the first time, and it's all in the books about that, and Linda, you have such a grounded approach, and also a pragmatic approach to teaching people how to work in the records. And I love that because you don't have to be, like you said, some psychic or professional spiritual seeker to access the records. It's available to everybody. And then can I ask you this? I've been wanting to know, what are the main reasons, you know, you work with thousands of people worldwide, teaching them how to use the records, doing the readings for them, teaching them to be the teacher, certify them. What would you say would be the top three? I know you can use the records for an infinite number of reasons, but what would you say like the top three people have found the records have really helped them in their life. Do you know what I mean? Is it to uncover, like, maybe there's a block with they can never have a good relationship or something?
I'm going to tell you something. What I have seen, I've seen a couple of things repeatedly that never cease to amaze me. I mean, they're so, it's very, very exciting. Okay, the first is this, that working in the records, it's like being in a sanctuary. It's a sanctuary, you know, it's a place of reverence and sanctuary. That what happens is that I have seen more people have an idea that if they could just convince someone else of something, whether it's in their work, in their love life, right? Excuse me. Okay. And what happens in the record is that we see that often our issues in relationships of every variety, parent-child, that they're really expressions of issues we have with ourselves. So what happens is someone's trying to work out an issue with their spouse and come to find out it's not really between the two of them. It's an opportunity, like, to love themselves in the presence of their spouse when they're, maybe their spouse isn't too happy with what they're doing. Am I making sense?
Yeah, actually you are, because I think in this whole awakening process, what it all boils down to is learning to love ourselves, and this is a tool to connect in a different way. You know, it's easy to say, oh, love yourself.
This is the thing. See, unconditional self-love. What I have found working in the records is we shift that from an idea. We all know this. I mean, I do this all the time. I'm like, oh, Linda, I love you. Well, I say that. I'm like, that doesn't really mean anything. But I'll tell you something. And I just had this yesterday. Oh, you know, I was having words. I have a 21-year-old son who lives at home, and he's in art school. Okay, so that's all I'm going to say about him. And I'm crazy about him. But he really is 21, and, you know, whatever. So I'm in this, you know, we're having a conflict. And in the conflict, I'm upset with myself, right? Because I'm like, gosh, you know, what is wrong with me? Why am I yelling again? I've been yelling at him for 21 years. You know, why am I yelling, and why can't I just, you know, be like the light of grace in the presence of this character? And instead of saying to myself, oh, Linda, I love you, I'm like, I don't care. But what I said, this is the training I've learned working in my own records, is of course you're yelling. See, to get on my own side, no wonder, to cease judging myself, to extend to myself, and in that, I calm down and everything is much better. Okay? And this is really, it's about the practice of self-love. The other thing that's so fascinating is that I talk to so many people who come and they're like, I have dreams, I have hopes, I have wishes. Whether they want to write a book, sing a song, do a dance, build a building, there are so many fabulous things to do. And they're like, I am so stuck, I can't get anything done. Right? And what I've seen is that the number one blockage are grievances we have against ourselves. So what happens is the first step in clearing is to make peace with our human imperfection, which is really a big topic in my third book, right? So the first is the method, the second is personal healing, and the third is, now that I'm reasonably healed, I go out into the world. And now the question becomes, how do I maintain my spiritual awareness while I live in the world just the way it is? You know, the world, you say, oh, I've had a spiritual awakening. Be nice to me. No, it doesn't work that way. So what happens?
Sure.
You know, right, we don't get this, right? So the idea is, in that sense, like, I know I have a path. I want to walk my path. I want to walk Linda's path. You want to walk Christina's path. Each and every one of us is here to walk a path, but we cannot recognize it. Or that's not the way I want to say it. I want to say our recognition of the path increases as we love and accept ourselves as the imperfect and yet completely perfect human beings that we are. And that's what this, you know, this is what this Discover Your Soul's Path is all about. So in the grievances, we're looking at how is it, actually in the book, the question is, now how is it possible that I am fully aware that I am infinite, eternal, and immortal, and yet I made a mistake in my checkbook, right? Or whatever it is. This is the great challenge. Now, I know when I was working in my own records, I saw, because I'm asking this, I'm like, what is up? How do I make sense of this? And what I saw were these, like, they were like pillars of light. And I didn't really know what that meant. I actually had no idea what it meant. And in the process of exploring in my records, what was revealed to me, you know, at the center of our being internally, there is a pillar of light and grace, okay? Extends from the roof, goes out through the crown. And then what I saw was that surrounding that are some smaller pillars of light, which when viewed from overhead look like a star, like a five-pointed star. I'm like, what's that? You know, working in the records, it's not an event. It's not a one-time thing. It's working over time to have truth revealed and explored and clarified in ways that we can identify and use. So here's what I was led into, right, is that these pillars are ideas that we must have a good relationship with these ideas, or we will not be effective in life. Just won't be. And the five ideas are incarnation, authority, discipline, responsibility, and commitment. Now, I have to tell you, Christina, I don't like these. I like things like light of the universe. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what? You know, I saw discipline. You know, I'm like, discipline? Are you sure? Like, what could discipline? And what, you know, what could that possibly have to do with being, you know, a spiritually aware human being? But here's what is so fascinating. Come to find out, each and every one of these are links between our inner spiritual reality and the outer world. So let me explain. And the idea is to awaken to the spiritual essence of each one of these. And in so doing, really, you know, this is what transforms our relationship. So the first one is incarnation. And that's really about in this, that I really am the person that I am in the world at this point in time, my family of origin, these are really my people, that this is the real, this is what it is. Okay, and it's good. This is the best possible scenario to bring my soul's purposes to life. This is not an accident. I am not a walk-in. I actually, my soul in partnership with the divine said, hey, we're going to be Linda, and we're going to grow up in Chicago, and it's going to be good. Okay? The fact is, do you understand, though? Because, see, the fact of the matter is, until I make peace and really embrace the ordinary reality of who and what I am in life at this point in time, I cannot be effective in the world.
Yes. I'm so glad you're saying that, because we came here for a reason, to be in this body and to live on this earth. And so many people on the spiritual path want to turn into a light body tomorrow, and they're missing out because there's so much to learn, experience, and do, and grow. And
And the
here,
food is wonderful. And the music is great. And the parties are wonderful. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to miss it.
and the sunshine on our skin. And, you know, if you're you know, then that doesn't mean that our soul won't ascend to that other, you know, rainbow body, light body or whatever. But, hey, you know what? For right now, like you said, you're in Chicago. I'm in Colorado. Let's enjoy this thing in the present moment. And how do we make our life, how do we get on that path? You know, when we feel stuck, you give a lot of instruction in your book, in this latest book that you did, on exercises. So if people are like, okay, Linda, I'm convinced I want to get into my Akashic Records and I want to start working on some things to really, you know, get on my soul's path. And you break it down so people can take it step by step, which is nice because we can't even touch on the, you know, the entire, all the details of the book in this interview.
Right.
I gotta
ask
this.
It is, but it is. Do you know, Christina, you're right. See, growing into our spiritual awareness, it takes time. It happens within time and space. You know, when we don't have bodies, we're all like, oh, you know, we're one with the oneness. Everything is, we're having a great time. But the fact is, how do we know the truth when we live right? When we live on the planet, how do we do that? This is, I mean, it is an epic opportunity. It has never been before us in the way it is now. But you know what? I just want to say, so the first one is incarnation. The second is authority. As long as we're human beings, there will be authority, I want to say, over us, ahead of us. And it's very challenging. But in order to be effective, and to receive power, we must make peace with the fact that we are in the flow of authority, right? And that perfect authority comes to us through very imperfect people. And then once we have some power, then we have discipline. Discipline is what tames the ego, right? Quiets the madness so we can hear that still, small voice within. You know, discipline is, I didn't know discipline was my friend. Discipline is my friend. And then we come to responsibility, right? I thought, Christina, that if I were really spiritual, I would move to Hawaii, right, and sit on the lanai and drink iced tea. And that I would have no responsibilities. That's what I thought. And, of course, I'd have a great haircut, right? And then I had no idea what it really meant. And I resented having responsibilities to myself and to the people I love. And what I learned in this process is that responsibilities are soul-level responsibilities, right? First, we distinguish between true and false responsibilities, of course. Then we're left with all our true soul-level responsibilities. And here we discover, what I discovered is that responsibility forms the crucible through which my human self is transformed to really be an optimal transmitter of light. You know, responsibility, that's where we let go of the limiting patterns. Right? This is where we develop new skills. We reach into new possibilities through responsibility.
Okay, Linda, yes. You are a master teacher. Listen to how much you're teaching us that you're cramming in to the show.
Well, I can be over, you know. Oh, God.
You're such a teacher, which is, I'm giving you an enormous compliment. You're a master teacher.
Thank you.
Linda,
thank you very much.
What you're doing is you're not just chit-chatting on the show and referring people to the website. You're giving people an entire lesson. So I highly encourage everyone to listen to the show a few times after the fact on the free archives at BBS Radio, because you'll probably get a lot more information than you're hearing live right now. Linda, we have a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the earth changes this year and some of the other insight you have into the Akashic Records And for more information about Linda Howe, her website is akashicstudies.com, and we will be right back after this short break.
When it comes to publishing, there is a difference. At Big Country Publishing, they work with you on a personal level to create a custom publishing package that's tailored to your needs as an author. Their design team and experts in the industry will contribute to you to create the book that you've always dreamed of. Isn't it time to go big? Contact them today at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Do you feel stuck? Do you feel empty or lost? Have you tried to clear what's not working from your life but have the same issues coming up over and over? There is hope. A heart and soul healing session can retrieve your soul and heal your heart so you can feel love, joy, peace, and abundance. Contact Claudia McNeely today at www.askclaudia.com and feel better now.
Hello, my name is Ted Winslow. And as a professional singer, songwriter, musician, and audio engineer, I have worked with voice coaching for many years. I created a new CD, Vocalist Scales and Intervals, for my clients who are looking for an easy and affordable way to improve the quality of their voice. So, if you're in broadcasting, public speaking, or in the music industry, you'll benefit from the voice exercises. Just load it into your MP3 player and you're ready to go. Vocalist Scales and Intervals by Ted Winslow is now available on iTunes, Amazon, and BigCountryPublishing.com.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. We're so glad you're joining us today, and hopefully you are having as much fun as I am speaking with Linda Howe. She is founder and director of the Center for Akashic Studies. Linda, I have a million questions for you. Could we first start off with, you know, what are the earth changes happening this year and some things that you've learned in the Akashic Records that you could share with us that I'm sure the listeners would love to hear your insight.
Okay. That's a great question. This is very interesting. And what's interesting to me is, like, when I go into my records and I ask, right, because we have everything. I mean, we have droughts, we have storms. Like in Chicago, we're having rains that are just, I mean, it's whatever it is. It's June, and it's like, oh, my goodness, it's like we're in the tropics. It's just pouring all the time. This is very different. We are all experiencing at many levels disruptions and corrections in everything from weather patterns to the quality of the earth, the quality of the food. We have all of this. When I inquire about these things in my own record, what I find is certainly not what I expected. So what I have been led to repeatedly, that means many, 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 many times, is the idea that as a light worker, my responsibility, my challenge, my role is to seek the light in the midst of turmoil and to know that even if my basement is a swimming pool, that the light has not left. Even if there are, you know, oil spills, it doesn't chase the light away. The light is not afraid of human error or even earthly, you know, dramatic earthly events. The light is still there. So there's no need really to send light anywhere. So and this, I have to tell you something, like even with this, like, you know, this horrific, you know, shooting in the South, right, where the church and the guns, it's just terrible. And so at the human level, I look at that and I'm like, well, what's up with that? How could the light be there? But really, the idea is that we are called upon to be the people who recognize that the light cannot be extinguished. The light cannot be blotted out. The light is everywhere, and everywhere means everywhere. And that the real, like, what empowers light is the recognition of light. So as I look, you know, as I really, like, pray and seek to know that the light is there in the middle of this, you know, horror, that love is there as these people are experiencing unbelievable heartache. So we see these, and that this is really our opportunity as light workers, is to be the ones who know that the life is is indestructible. That is not what I expected. See, I expected, I mean, you know, I had different expectations for, you know, how to address these problems. The other thing that I have found quite interesting is this, because I have to tell you, like, at the human level, I can get really, you know, I am right there jumping on the, you know, getting upset with, you know, I don't know, corporations and chemicals and ruining our food supply and this. I mean, I'm right there.
Right. Take me too.
I'm right there. I'm like, and the water, don't get me started on water. I mean, I could really enjoy these people and that. I mean, and I'm on fire, you know, my hair is on fire, basically. So I take this into my records. I'm like, and what about the bad guys? Here's what I get. What I get is that the people who are involved, right, in the establishment, in the maintenance of the destruction of the planet, the truth of the matter is this was their best idea. Ongoing war. Enough of us still believe that war is the best solution. Do you see? It goes on and on. And from a record's point of view, I begin to look from the level of the soul that each and every individual is striving to bring about an experience of love and safety for themselves. And sometimes, and everybody's doing their best. The truth is, it's not like a group of people sat down and said, how can we ruin the planet? That is not, I used to think that's what happened. It's not how this has happened. I mean, these are well-intended people who have set out to do the best they're like, this is what's going to work. We're just going to throw these chemicals in the water. Everybody will be fine. Now, so it's very tough to reconcile, right? How can I love and appreciate? How can I surrender my judgment about these people who I'm mad at? That's what's asked of me as a light worker, because the more anger I add to the pot, the longer the conflict continues. Now, acceptance does not mean approval. It doesn't mean, oh, isn't that great that we can no longer eat, you know, you can't get a real apple in America, right? It's either, you know, it's either 3 years old or, I mean, wow, how do I know these people aren't bad guys? That's the opportunity. Does this make sense?
So, yeah, it does, because I really see so clearly now how we judge ourselves and then in judgment of others. And, mm-hmm. you know, if we can be in that space of neutrality and hopefully move to love, you know, but it's a journey.
Right.
Sometimes you can't go from anger, wanting to destroy Monsanto for, you know, destroying our crops, to loving Monsanto. And, you know, and what I have found, though, is if we can love what we can love, Linda, like, love
right.
your neighbor, love yourself. Maybe you're not there yet loving Monsanto, but that love will then extend out to the employees of Monsanto who might say, I'm not working for this company anymore, or to other people who say, I'm going to eat non-GMO now. I'm not going
right.
to eat. I love myself enough to pay more money to have organic non-GMO food. And not, poison my body. And then it does feel like, you know, when you talk about the records, how that's a tool that we can use to get to that place to change the world and change our lives without, you know, having to be in polarity.
Well, see, this is what the records, they really are. Energetically, the record is a bridge of light emanating, right? So it's that field of primary substance emanating from the soul, connecting us to the source, really holding us steady as we awaken to higher truth. That's how it works. So, and the other thing is, see, I don't have to love, you know, I don't have to love Monsanto. That's not what we're saying. See, I'm saying, can I love myself even though I am unable, I have been unable up to this point in time, tomorrow, who knows, I've been unable to stop this. Can I love myself even though I have been eating GMO food? Can I love myself even though, right? That's the question. And because I don't have to worry about, you know, it's not between me and Monsanto. It's between me and myself. Can I love myself even though, and that's what unleashes the light of grace.
And, you know, and that's why I absolutely love having you on this show and being able to talk about your offering to the world and to help people's lives. And Linda, we are out of time. This has been such a pleasure. Please check out her website, akashicstudies.com. Linda, thank you so much for joining us. You have such a love for humanity, and you've dedicated your life's work to, you know, healing the world and people's lives, and on behalf of many, many people, I thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you, and it's wonderful to spend this time with you. Thank you for your, thank you. It's a real treat. I appreciate it. And I look forward to spending time with you again.
Oh, well, I can't wait. I'm sure your next book will be ready soon, and we'll have you on and share it with the world. So, Linda Howe, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye now.
To the audience. Okay. Thank you, audience, for listening. Join us on BBS Radio. And thank you to Don, our rock and producer. And namaste.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Reach For It Radio. Please join your host, Christina Winslow, live each Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, on BBS Radio. Listen live or listen later. Subscribe for free on iTunes or Stitcher. Or connect with us on reachforitradio.com.